Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Let's go back now to Darren Frehill.
Mary, we're going to start with a nice story this morning. Maybe not for Louth football fans, but they've had some great days recently. We're going to start with the Offaly footballers. They won the Leinster minor title last night, and I think it is one of the most dramatic comebacks we've seen in this competition, but also one of the most emotional wins as well. So Offaly winning at 220 to 314. Louth, just to set the scene, Louth were bidding for a clean sweep of Leinster titles. Haven't had to say that before. So they'd won the senior one, the under 20, so they were going for the minor to make it all three, and they were the favourites going to this one. They led by 4 points with 3 minutes to go, but it was Offaly who pushed on in the end. They outscored their opponents in the closing stretch of the game, 8-1, so deserving winners of that. And the hero was young Jack Ryan. He kicked two late two-pointers, and they claimed the win by 3 points. Now, as you can imagine, fairly incredible scenes in Newbridge last night. It's their first win at this age grade since 1989. That's a 36-year wait. And if you'd like to understand what that means to Offaly football, well, I want you to listen really closely to their manager, Jake Rogers, who spoke to TG Cahir after the game.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I knew these boys have character and Offaliness you can't buy. I'm so proud of them. I'm so proud of every one of them. I'm so proud of their parents, their clubs. This is a massive day for Offaly. 89. Two players out in the field. Dad's played the last time. I'm emotional now. I'm ecstatic for every football person in our county. We soldiered along without winning a whole lot. I'm on a rant now, but it's just so great. The last time we won something in football was under 20. It was during COVID. There wasn't excitement because of the restricted crowds and all that. The people are busting themselves day in, day out for Offaly football. For them out there tonight, it's just unbelievable, unbelievable.
Yeah, you can hear the euphoria in the background. Jake there with offiness. Is that a new word for the dictionary? We'll have to dig a little bit deeper into that. Well done to all involved there. Shamrock Rovers now 5 points clear at the top of the SSC or Tricity League Premier Division. 4-0 win against St Patrick's Athletic last night. Michael Noonan scored. Aaron Green also scored. And Graham Burke with two. Rovers with 5 points now out in front at the top of that table. They have played one game more than second place Derry City and Bohemians, who are third, level in points with Derry City. Manager Stephen Bradley spoke with Tony O'Donoghue after the game.
Yeah, we're obviously happy. I said before the game, the team's in a good place. I've been saying that for a while, and I think they are. I think the group's in a good place. We just need to stay focused, stay hungry, and keep pushing each other.
What about the performance of Michael Noonan tonight, his second goal in two games? And once again, it was the ambition and the technique that he saw the error from the goalkeeper. Very similar to the Waterford goal.
Yeah, sometimes you forget that he's 16 years of age, you know. His movement tonight, he's caused three experienced centre-backs real problems tonight. You know, his movement was brilliant, his finish was brilliant. The improvement that he's shown between the start of the season and now is incredible. There's still so much for him to learn and get better at. But he's got that mentality that he wants to do it. So, yeah, a player with an incredibly high ceiling.
5 points clear now, but you've got to go to Derry on Friday, who are second in the table.
Yeah, it'll be a tough game. They're doing well, Derry. They've got good players, good manager. It'll be a tough game, but we like that pitch. It's a big pitch. We'll go there, all intentions to go and win 3 points.
Yeah, that's Stephen Bradley. But Tony also got a word with Josh Honahan, who was recently called up to the Irish squad for the summer friendlies. The Irish manager, Heimir Helgrimsson, was there to watch him at Tallaght Stadium last night.
I'll be honest, I didn't know he was here before the game. I think I treat every game the same. You just go out, obviously, look, you prepare the same, you have your routine, and you just give your best and, look, try and help the team in any way you can. And tonight was no different.
But it's a great honour to be called up to the senior international squad, isn't it?
No, it's a very proud moment for me, not only for me, but for my family. Look, it's something I've probably dreamed of since I was a kid. And yet, no, look, I'm really proud. But like I said, we've two big games there before the break and before I hopefully join up. So, obviously, look, like I said, we'll be aiming for 3 points on Friday, the Friday after that. And then, yeah, I'll be concentrating on that then.
Yeah, one game at a time for Josh. Well done there. Champions Shelburne and Drogheda, they played out a scoreless draw. Both teams went into this one with only one win in seven games, and they both had a couple of big chances to win it, but they settled for another draw there. Stalemate. Drogheda fourth in the standing, 6 points off top spot, but Shell's sixth, and they're 9 adrift now of Shamrock Rovers. Brighton came from behind twice to beat the champions Liverpool in the Premier League last night. Irish back row Aoife Wafer has been named the Guinness Women's Six Nations Player of the Year for 2025, and we found out yesterday that the Irish men will begin their 2026 Six Nations campaign with the first ever Thursday night fixture in France. So the switch was made to avoid a clash with the opening ceremony of the Winter Olympics, which takes place in Milan the following day. 8 o'clock start there on a Thursday night. Sounds weird even just saying that. In the cricket, finally, the Irish men's cricket team has lost the services of Craig Young and Curtis Camfer through injury for their ODI series against the West Indies. The first of those games gets underway tomorrow in Clontarf. Jordan Neal and Stephen Doheny have been named as their replacements.
Darren, thank you very much indeed.